Daf Nun Beis. The Tosfos said, Shmuel said the halacha is like Chananya. Rabbeinu Chananya says the halacha is like Rav that says Ben Lanoi Ben Lashamer. It's also since Abai and Rav and Ravina that Rabbi Sroi passing like him, that if the owners tied the rope, and we also passing the halacha is like Rav Bisura. Therefore, Rav Parat said that any Natiris Yaseir is also, for instance, having a cow with its bridle, or any Noi in a Behem is also to go out. But calves can go out with their rope, as you see later on. And the horse can go out with its bit, because that's the norm, or with its rope, but with both, the bit and the bridle is also. But they're allowed to put the bridle or the bit on the head of the horse on Shabbos, and there's no Issa Tiltel, because it's Mucha for a Behem. And the person that's manning the Sustan Shusram should be careful not to have the top of the rope stick out of his hand, the Tefach. And what's between him and the horse, he should pick it off the ground, the Tefach. Because we see later on the Perek, you're allowed to wrap the rope of the bridle around the neck of the behemoth and to go out, because the calves are of Hunu and the mules of Rebbe would go out wrapped. Says, I'll bring a raya, Adrav, and Shmuel is the one that holds that. You know, the Rashba says, what kind of raya does it bring from here? Since Shmuel said you switch from Rebbe, the Chariz Mashma, that this they said earlier is not Lemuta Naka, that this wild animal, but Afsa with a bridle, because that's all part of Shmuel. But if the owner tied it with a rope, he could have answered that that's Hanani. This that it says in the beginning of a kindness that Meseir is Shmir B'chusi, that's Dafka Bashar, not by a Chamar. Or they go out wrapped. Rashi says, there's B'chav L'Noi. So to explain the Mishnah. The Rashba asks, Rav Parat, that said earlier that the Noi, everyone holds its Aser. Rav Parat said that they argue, Rav Huna holds the Natiris, so there's also a shtickle Natiris by the Kerukim when it's wrapped. Because if the Behem wants to run away, he'll grab it by the loop. And it's not considered a master. Shmuel says, Kruchen is not considered, when it's wrapped, it's not considered a protection. Mishnah said, Kruchen l'mashach. Rav Huna explained Kruchen l'mashach, that there's a airspace between the afs and the tzavar, which is very easy to schlep when he wants to. Shmuel holds the mashach as dafka, where there's a rope in between that ring. So the Gemara in the Daf Nun Beis Ma Beis had said that it comes from the noy of a person to noy behemoth's makabel tumah. And Rashi says, while it's on the person, it becomes tumah. Taisa says, for nothing he said it, because even after it's miyachver behemoth's makabel tumah, because it doesn't lose from makabel tumah from here on, only with shinei maisa, as we see in the first parak of Sukkah, when he cuts it for eating and he decides for schach. Rashi himself explained that in Vamei Isha. And Kupa Sa'ur, there was miyach Shiva that he says is Torah, so the Rishi says dafka when there's a shinei maisa. And we said that you can sprinkle on it even while it's on the animal. He has to tell me in a place that we're not choishes that maybe the zo will fall on the behemoth and become puzzle. As we see in Sechtes Par, if it's Nischav and Lazal Adam and he sprinkles on the behemoth, if there isn't the Ezov, he cannot do it again. And he can tevel in this place. The Rav Rabbeinu Elazar said, why doesn't he ask from here? Tefilim and the Chashmeh, as we see in Bereshit B'mei Isha. It says Loisidbal al Terapim. The Rabbeinu Tam says here it doesn't ask that because the Mishnah speaks about Din Kalim. There's Bechalik between one clean and another clean. Which one you're allowed to go on, which one you're not. Nagavurch, he tells me other Din Kalim. Mazalim, Terapim, Kerim. That's the Derech HaTana. Like we said, the Kiteya, someone who's missing a foot, can go out with its stick. And if there is a base, Kibbal Kisusin's Tame. But in Reshma Isha, the speaker about Dina Kalim, and he tells me Tfilas Isha, he asks very well, Tfilam on the Chashre, because that has nothing to do with the Tfilas Kalim, it has to do with the Tfilah of the Isha. We said, there's a Chatzitza. Rashi says that the ring is Takua in the collar very strong, and the water doesn't go in there. He says he doesn't have to say that, because sometimes they remove it and they make Malacha by themselves. Because if all the time it was Kumum, the neck of the Behema, everything would be considered one clean, it's not Kisir Chatzitza. Rabbi Imparat says it is a Chatzitza because it's Dovak in the neck of the animal. Said B'Shirishchan, he loosened. Therefore, it doesn't save him chalalin, because a hollow ring inside another ring was not the derech of the way they make a collar. A ring that he did at Lachiram and Masna. The Rish says that's Lachiram, his clothing, which are wide, and he ties them, connected his loins with the ring, just like Rashi said, Likshavas Ksefav, to keep it tight, like a belt. If the ring is made out of almug wood, and the signet is made out of metal. Tosfos says there's best kibble, where the signet goes in. So it says that's not a veskibel, because a veskibel also lamala is leishma veskibel, since it's meant to be filled up. We learned a needle that has a hole doesn't have a hole is tamei. So the Rish says it doesn't ask the konik to abaya, because he would explain that she'en akuva is that the hole was taken out or the sharpness. It's going according to Rava, because according to him you can't say this, as we see Bereish Kal Pekelim. Tosfos asks, since the Maksha didn't know that a speaker of a gol made out of a dummy kli, so v'lav ha'chetik shel Rava, as was asked in Perek HaLakelim, and this is the end of Tosfos on Daf Nun Beis.